New Millennium Entertainment presents Dombey and Son by Charles Dickens, read by Paul Schofield. Dombey sat in the corner of the darkened room in the great armchair by the bedside, and Son lay tucked up warm in a little basket bedstead, carefully disposed on a low settee immediately in front of the fire and close to it, as if his constitution were analogous to that of a muffin, and it was essential to toast him brown while he was very new. Dombey was about 8 and 40 years of age, Son about 8 and 40 minutes. Dombey was rather bald, rather red, and though a handsome, well-made man, too stern and pompous in appearance to be prepossessing. Son was very bald, and very red, and though of course an undeniably fine infant, somewhat crushed and spotty in his general effect as yet. On the brow of Dombey, time and his brother Care had set some marks, as on a tree that was to come down in good time. Remorseless twins they are, for striding through their human forest, notching as they go, while the countenance of Son was crossed with 1,000 little creases, which the same deceitful time would take delight in smoothing out and wearing away with the flat part of his scythe as a preparation of the surface for his deeper operations. "The house will once again, Mrs. Dombey," said Mr. Dombey, "be not only in name but in fact Dombey and Son." And he added in a tone of luxurious satisfaction, with his eyes half closed,